Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mike Shope.
What has happened? Mike is not here. You do not call me to find out who to play in fantasy football.
And the Bulldog.
That is just not how this works. I don't know anything, nor do I care.
On WGR.
Gallman, save me now. Minshew, yeah, great mustache. There, play him.
Sports Radio 550.
Wayne Gallman still in the league?
Good question. I don't. My Gallman tracker is broken.
I lost mine, so we're in trouble.
So I don't know.
I'm guessing he's on the New Jersey Generals, is my guess.
You know, I was looking at a list of running backs today, and I saw David Johnson's name. And, you know, especially in fantasy, or also in fantasy, a big deal, David Johnson. I mean, David Johnson was the 101 in fantasy drafts for a minute
there. The
first
year that I played with you guys in Paul's League, we had him, and he was dynamite.
I think he still has the record for the most fantasy points in a season ever by a running back. He had, in 2016, 2,100 yards and 20 touchdowns.
Pretty good. So he's a free agent. And I noticed that Philip Lindsay, who would be another guy that wasn't ever the 101 in fantasy football, but had some value playing for Denver, signed with Indianapolis today. And Johnson is a free agent, and Gallman, and Devontae Booker is another name like this, where he was pretty good last year with the Giants. Remember when, I don't know if this happened to you, but like Barkley was a source of frustration in fantasy, and then you'd see a Giant running back make a big run, and then it would turn out to be Devontae Booker because they kind of looked alike. And, you know, he had some moments for them. I was just thinking, like, these guys will, like, what happens? They'll just sort of fade away. Or end up like Lindsay today, or Matt Breida.
Catching on, yeah.
You know?
There's still time, right? I mean,
there's still time.
Right? I mean, Baltimore last year picked up a couple of guys who seemed like they were probably done.
Right.
And then they ended up, I think I ended up with one, I don't remember who. If you know both names that I'm thinking of, say them, and I'll
Latavius Murray and Devontae Freeman.
I think both of them ended up on my team at some point last year.
You're like the Ravens.
At some point, I think I grabbed them both because I was just in the weeds on running backs. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not predicting that won't happen with these guys. It's just they retire maybe and you don't know it, depending on how prominent they were as players, or they're just, I mean, David Johnson, I have not, you know me, like I'm immersed in this every day. I've not heard a word about him. I wasn't even sure the last time I thought of him whether he was still on Houston, but he's not. I learned that. And so he's probably, like, what would he be doing with his day?
Working out.
Working out, like, what, 3 hours a day? More?
Yeah, probably in the morning and in the maybe late afternoon before dinner or something. Like, I'm guessing. I mean, off-season training, if you're going really hard, maybe that's what you do.
Hoping.
And guys like that, like, you know, David Johnson might be different because he's had like a bigger, at least that one big year in his career and was a name for a while. But these guys can retire without you knowing, I think, because if they get out of the league for a year or so and then retire, like, I don't know, is there a press release? You know, do they go back to some team to retire ceremoniously or something? Probably not. They just sort of, whatever, I'm done.
Right. Like Chris Ivory or did he, like, go to the Jets on a one-day contract and have a have a press conference? Or did he just sort of go away, you know? Like, guys in the middle of the in the pack, or maybe not even starters, but somebody you know, especially a fantasy player, would know. They just sort of, you know, you just sort of forget about them.
Yep.
But Lindsey, who might have ended up someone like that, signs with Indianapolis today.
Johnson, by the way, Instagram today. He is with his family somewhere where the water is very, very clear.
Hmm.
So he seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, he's probably happy. Hopefully he's happy. That's what you want for people.
Like, I'm not sure.
In those workouts.
I'm not sure this is the Maldives, but I feel like this is what the Maldives look like.
Oh,
wherever
right.
He is.
The Maldives? Or
Maldives,
the
whatever it is.
Maldives.
Yeah. You know where that is? I know where that is.
The Pacific,
it's,
right?
It's out there. It's out there somewhere where they have like huts on stilts there. In the water, I think. Right?
It's in the Indian Ocean.
Okay, good.
The Indian Ocean. Okay.
This was one of those where I need to get back to this. I keep saying that, but I still haven't been doing it. That Sporkle quiz where you had to name, is it 197 countries was the number?
Yeah. Yes.
And they give you a world map, like flat across the screen, and 20 minutes. And no outlines, just the continents, right? Just like land versus water, but no borders are shown. And then a country comes up at random, and you have to click on it. And so you can pass, which is good, because if the first country is Uzbekistan,
that works.
I don't like the island ones were easier. That's what I mean about Maldives. If the first country is like some landlocked country in Asia, and you know, you might click China by mistake, or you might click Pakistan by mistake. You just pass on that. You fill in around it. When Uzbekistan comes back up, hopefully you're not eliminated yet, and you can hit it. But Maldives was easy because it's
The stands, I think, can be challenging in that.
The stands are tough. Yeah.
You might have an idea of generally where they all are, but which one's which? I mean, forget it. For myself, I don't.
The stands are tough. They're tougher if you don't know the basic three.
The basic three.
The Maldives, thank you. The Maldives, I'm back.
I'm back.
The Maldives, you're either going to be right or you're going to click on water. You just sort of click around. You just sort of feel around it until you get the Maldives. Anyway, we're starting on David Johnson in the Maldives.
This is going to be a day.
I do have the power rankings in front of me.
Oh, like the last time we did them, you mean?
Well, it was before the schedule came out.
I see. All right. Well, I was thinking about power rankings this morning.
That button is just handy, isn't it? That button is always
it's
like
nearby.
Right there.
It's nearby.
Do you have like a certain number that are just anytime you want it?
It's two clicks away at any given moment.
That's close. It's close enough. Two clicks.
Yeah, it's not quite like. Like sound drop board where like you just touch like one little button and then boom, there it is. But it's one extra.
All right. Well, new piece of paper for this one. I ran out of space April 29th after the first round of the draft. All right. Let's rip through these. Trista and Ross Tucker coming up.
All right. Out of sight.
By the way. 16.
New England.
Cleveland.
Titans. No. I will say Houston feels right today.
I'll go with that.
Houston.
Yeah, I feel like we put Jacksonville last time. But
we did.
I like Houston last.
But Houston many times before. 15. Jacksonville.
Sure. Yeah.
14. Pittsburgh.
Cleveland.
New England.
Oh, boy. Two playoff teams.
Yep. A division favorite.
Bulldog can't take Pittsburgh. We have a Pittsburgh bet. He's way higher on Pittsburgh than we are.
What is the Pittsburgh bet again? I remember making the bet, but I don't remember exactly what it is.
I think it's 8.5, but I'm not sure. Whatever the number says. We went with the number, I think.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
It says 8.5 up there. Yeah.
Okay.
When I just wrote it up there today. Well, I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure either when I wrote it. Cleveland, I heard from Joe yesterday there might be Watson news this week. Of course,
yeah.
We'll have to do this again.
That's why I'm sort of I feel like the fact that there's news, it doesn't have to mean there's going to be bad news, but I'm sort of expecting bad news. I mean, that's where I've been all along.
And so I'm not, right.
So that's why I'm down on Cleveland, yeah.
You're saying bad news as in he doesn't get suspended?
Bulldog thinks he gets suspended for a long time.
I mean, bad news for the Browns.
Okay.
I think he gets four games.
Last week, I was thinking it wasn't going to come until 2023, but if they're wrapping up their investigation, I think it's, four games. I bet it's going to be one of those where it's like 6 to 8, and then it gets, the NFLPA gets in, and it gets bargained down to 4.
I'm banging on them, you know, being this low because I'm bracing for half the season.
I mean,
bracing sounds like I'm going to be disappointed. I want him to be suspended, but it's bad news for the Browns. So that's
well. Let me pose this: What were they last year during the season for us? Like
power
a lot
rankings?
Of times, like middle
you know,
of the
it's
pack.
Funny. I have that right here.
Because I think how much worse is Jacoby Brissett than Baker Mayfield playing with one shoulder?
Last year, week 8, they were 10th. Week 12, they were 11th.
And they added Amari Cooper, too. Like, I think even without Watson, they're the same team as last year. Which, again, is not great by any means, but...
Right. Cooper for Landry.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know schematically that won't be exactly a match, but...
David Bell for Landry.
Veteran receiver for veteran receiver.
Yep. I'm not on the Browns here. I like the Steelers, but I could also go Jets.
I think the Jets have to go below those teams.
Fine.
I mean, they had a nice draft. They're getting the credit they deserve for picking players that met with a lot of approval, but they have a lot to prove before they're going to get out of this basement area.
13. Pitt. I think.
The reason I'm giving you trouble on Pitt is that. I mean, what's our bet predicated on? Like, I think they're going to get better quarterback play than they did last year. Their team is relatively intact, is it not? I mean, they shipped out Juju's gone,
but they drafted George Pickens, and remember, Juju didn't even play most of the season.
And Calvin Austin, right? They got him too, didn't they?
Yep.
So I mean, I think they have the potential to be as good, if not better, than they were last year. So I don't know. I don't want to put them down this low.
It is a little aggressive. Putting them this low. I'm not saying it's obvious or anything. If not the Steelers, the Patriots, okay.
I'll take
that. We just went through it. They have 7 running backs.
They have 7 running backs
and
7 receivers.
All could make the roster.
And, yeah, I mean, ranking those guys is way harder than ranking these. Like, just... All right, New England.
New England.
12.
Love it.
Pittsburgh. Of course, I have to say that.
Cleveland.
Tennessee.
I was waiting for Tennessee to come in off the top rope.
I mean, come on. Their first round pick can't even get through a practice.
Right.
And there's a quarterback controversy.
And they rewarded him with a contract today. They signed him.
That's bad.
They should have made him wait. It's bad for team chemistry. The guy is about to pass out trying to practice because he's out of shape. And just, now he got paid.
Just while he's laying on the ground, just breathing. They bring over a clipboard with a contract and a pen. Just like, can you sign this
X
while you're down
it,
there?
Like a cartoon.
They had $50. Somebody's on hold at their sports station, ready to say that. How do you send that message?
I can.
Pittsburgh. Just keep saying it.
Pittsburgh.
Joe, you're going to have to eventually ride with Mike on Pittsburgh because I'm just not going to.
I think they're better than the Titans.
So it's Titans? You guys both there? Or Bulldogs,
Browns? I don't know where Bulldogs on the Browns.
Right. I would put the Browns here, but I don't think I've got any help here. So
I'll come over to the Steelers.
Okay.
I can get there. I'm nitpicking them versus Titans, I think.
It's a big jump from last time for them. The schedule must have really been favorable. 11.
Well, you know, no 425 games. That's a big advantage for them.
Yes.
It's the only thing that I know about their schedule.
That must be it. 11.
Browns.
I can put the Browns here. This is about
Cleveland.
Where they were last year.
10. You can't spell Tennessee without 10.
That's
there you go.
Yes.
Sold.
Perfect.
Nine.
Talk me right into that.
Nine. Miami.
Yes.
Yep. They're staging Twitter videos now. Yeah, them.
I asked Joe yesterday what happens to Messi. And today, you see what the news was on him today?
Yes, he's going to play for the Miami MLS team and become a part owner.
Right.
Next year.
Well, yeah, we talked about... 23. Because Mbappe is going to Real Madrid. There's Neymar Newcastle rumors. And now Messi's like, yeah, today, boom, 35% of an MLS team.
This is a conversation Joe and I had in the bathroom yesterday.
Yes, this is a bathroom conversation.
What happens to Messi? Yeah, Messi's future. Eight.
I miss coming to work.
Also, there's floss today. There's a whole big pile
of... What is
that? It's
just
not floss. It's... yes, it is.
There's just a ton of floss. Just
like
right when you walk in.
There's a pile of floss.
I don't want to set a dangerous precedent for the future, but I thought about coming there today. Am I allowed to? I should have. Yeah. Do you know?
Like,
do people just come in and out now, or do I have to do paperwork and
no.
stuff?
Is that,
no,
okay?
Just come on over sometime.
Okay. Because I was out, and I thought, you know, I should just go. It'd be nice. Surprise.
Yeah.
But then I thought, I'm not sure if I can do that, and I didn't feel like calling anyone, and I just came home.
You're pop-in eligible.
Oh, absolutely.
Good to know.
As long as your key works, I mean...
And I still have it. I mean, I
might still work.
I would hope it would work.
I've seen like 8 or 9 people here today.
All right.
BEN's busy. Some people in sales. Eight. Las Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Seven.
Indianapolis?
Yes.
Denver?
Indianapolis.
I think it's Indy or Denver for me.
Yes, I agree.
What do we do here? Indy?
You want to?
Indy.
Six.
Baltimore.
Denver.
I got to put Denver here, yeah.
Denver is really in free fall in our power rankings in the last 2 months.
They are fourth in the odds.
They were 13th right after the Super Bowl. And then the next time we did this would have been after the Wilson trade, and they were third. We put them third. Then March 18th, third. March 22nd, fourth. March 23rd, fifth. Back to fourth, then back to fifth, and now sixth.
The thing about, you get a new guy in there, the message gets stale after a while.
Their over-under is 10.
Jerry Judy's situation. The message gets stale. Five.
Baltimore.
I think so.
Yeah, fine.
I mean, what they're going to run the ball again with what, Mike Davis?
Well, hopefully, for their sake, Dobbins. But, yeah. Four.
Who is left here?
I'll go Chargers.
Chargers over Bengals. Okay.
Bengals.
Three.
I'm going to say Bengals, too. Yeah, let's put the Bengals there.
All right.
Then the Chargers.
Chargers, three?
That's where I'm at, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you have them above the Chiefs?
Yes.
A time or two ago? Yeah.
March 23rd, they finished second. They got the nod.
Wow.
Second.
Hope they don't hear about this. Chiefs.
Yeah. We're at two. Chiefs,
yeah.
Chiefs.
Yeah. Thought about it? You thought about it?
I was thinking about them at three.
Not at one.
No, not at one.
Bills.
The Bills are one. I don't think anyone else can be one.
No one else can be one.
There could be five teams that I could listen to being second. I don't think anyone else could be one.
I'm inclined to agree with that. Trying hard to strive for some sort of objectivity, but I mean, come on. The Bills are entrenched unless something really dramatic happens, which seems unlikely between now and at least training camp.
I think there's two teams you could put above them. You could put the Bengals above them on the basis of, well, they won the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think it seems to me people love their offseason, Cincinnati. Offensive line and defense. Their whole draft. They didn't draft one skill position player, the Bengals. who are pretty much all set. I mean, they look great. They could have, for my taste, any team could draft a wide receiver, and I would give them some credit. But Chase, Higgins, Boyd, they're different at tight end with Hayden Hurst, but Mixon, Chris Evans is a depth player I like on Cincinnati. You know, they're fine. And the offensive line wasn't great, so they did a lot of that. And then defense. So we'll see if it makes a difference. I mean, I say it all the time. I feel like I might sound like I rag on them. They were not a great team. I mean, they won 10 games and won some close, you know, three very close playoff games.
But, yeah, I was reading, I think Armando wrote about them today, Armando Salguero, who we talked to last week. And the whole the lead of the story is the final play of the Super Bowl. Burrow called for a go route for Chase. He ran it, was open. I don't remember this. I just remember Burrow throwing the ball away because he was getting pressured. But the pressure is the thing, right? Chase, the way Armando writes it, was open. And, you know, if Burrow has time, maybe he hits him and we've got a different ending to the Super Bowl.
Doesn't even matter if that guy's open. Really, like he just catches it anyway.
Are they number one if he makes that pass?
Well, it's harder to ding them if they win the Super Bowl, but I don't know. We've managed, so I think you could you could put Cincinnati above the Bills on that logic, and then I think you could also put the Chiefs above the Bills on similar logic. They beat them.
Yep.
You know, Kansas City. Why is Buffalo ahead of Kansas City? Because the Tyreek Hill trade.
Probably mostly that and the way the game ended the last time they played, I think.
Shouldn't have happened.
Right. It just seems kind of fluky.
Yeah, I think it's mostly just a reaction to they lost Tyreek Hill, the Bills added Von Miller, and not even thinking about it past that.
Chiefs also an interesting draft. You know, they got a lot of credit for round one, two defensive players in round one, corner and edge. And then Sky Moore in round two. I mean, in my circles, Sky Moore sounds like he's going to matter right away.
Right, step right into the Tyreek Hill role in that offense.
So you could put the Bengals or the Chiefs ahead of the Bills, I think.
Do you remember, I mean, because Tyreek Hill wasn't traded right away. Like the first time the Super Bowl odds for next year were available, the Bills were ahead of the Chiefs before the Tyreek Hill trade, were they not?
They were, and they were also ahead of them on our lists.
I think not entirely like the Hill trade pushed them below the Bills.
I think a lot of the reaction to last year's Chiefs win through the offseason, not even just here in Buffalo, has been it was a fluke. Mm-hmm. Like no one's really given the Chiefs, I feel like, a lot of credit for it. It was you got lucky that the Bills messed up the 13 seconds and then you won the coin toss.
It's a certain kind of fluke. It's not a bad call or a tip. You know, it was a massive strategic blunder by the Bills. There was some conversation on Twitter today about somebody ranked like the best quarterbacks in the last 2 minutes. And our friend Alex in Kansas City sort of tweaked the guy who did it because he put Allen first. Like, this didn't you see the end of the, you know, didn't see the 13-second drive. Right. I'm thinking, well, I mean, no offense, but like, could 50 NFL quarterbacks have done the same thing on those two plays? I mean, the Bills gave it to them. He has to make a better throw to Kelce, sort of inside hip, but still, it's an easy throw. And the first one, it's just a nothing play to Tyreek.
Yeah, make it sound simplistic, but they're pretty much pitch and catch plays.
So, I don't know, I don't want to put a lot of stock on those two plays, but it's not like either we're debating how good he is based on it. You know, really, at least I wouldn't want to be.
I think it's a lot more impressive to score two go-ahead touchdowns after the two-minute warning on the road in a playoff game, which is what Allen did in that game, than it is to complete those two passes and then get a field goal and win a coin toss.
Some of those plays on the first drive, that's just, we've all know it and we've all said it, just really sad about that loss is like they just don't, they don't show up anymore in your memory. Because they lost the game. That first touchdown drive there, where he's that running one, the 2-point conversion, all that stuff, just amazing.
I have almost nothing saved that I've recorded since I've started streaming TV, but I do have that game recorded. I've not watched it yet, but I also have not deleted it. And I don't know when or if it's going to happen, but something is keeping me from deleting it. And it's not just that I haven't figured out how to delete stuff. I just don't. Whenever I look in there, I see it, and I go, And I just keep going. I just move to something else, and that's it. But I haven't been able to just get it out of here yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that is, because I still – just last week before the schedule came out, they were teasing the Bills-Chiefs, you know, regular season matchup for the coming, you know, for the 22 season, and it was a package of highlights from that game, and I got mad. In the second week of May or the whatever, I'm staring at, like, a series of highlights from that game, and I'm just getting mad. I'm like, oh, this is not healthy. I probably should just delete it. I'm never going to watch it.
Trista Crick coming up. Ross Tucker today as well. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
There's a lot of the pieces back. They re-signed the center, Ryan Jensen. They're able to give a big contract to Chris Godwin, who's coming off a knee injury late in the year and couldn't play in the postseason. You're able to go into the draft and get a couple of guys that can probably help on the defensive line, on the offensive line, and maybe even help immediately. You got a running back out of Arizona State that might play some. There are a lot of reasons to still be excited, but the primary one is Brady and his leadership. Now, the only unknown, as we sit here on May the 17th, is how long does he hold up physically? We have to continue to say this. I mean, the magic runs out with your elbow and your shoulder and being able to throw the ball no matter who you are at some point. Let's see how long that lasts.
Listeners to the Extra Point today were treated to some Tampa Bay Buccaneers talk. TJ Jensen, Joe? Sorry, TJ Reeves. Don't tell Joe Ostrowski I just did that.
Jensen's the center, but he just...
Ryan Jensen, yeah. Six letters. Don't tell Joe. TJ Reeves, my apologies, on the Bucs broadcast, they're talking about Tampa.
Why Joe? What, I don't...
Because last week I said Perkins instead of Parkins, and he tweaked me for that.
No.
Which I deserve.
Yeah.
Get it wrong, it's your fault. You did it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not one of these, you can't correct me. I beg you to correct me.
Yeah.
Because the worst is when the show ends and something's out there that was wrong. I hate that. I almost want to come back in. I don't. But there are times when I have the thought. Go back in there, turn the mic on if they let you, and fix it. But you can't sometimes. On the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports betting insider Trista Crick. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hi, Trista.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Sure, man. What did we all do last night with no NBA or NHL playoff action to bet on? I'm asking.
Want to go around the room?
Yeah, right.
I had to host a betting show. That was interesting. Just before we get going, I just want to send my support to everyone in Buffalo. It's a tough time, and I know that what we do is sort of trivial, but hopefully it's a little bit of a slice of distraction, even if, you know, that helps a little bit. It's just horrible. Everyone around the country is thinking about you. This is not something that's going to be forgotten. This is not something that people are going to move on with their lives on. So the whole intention behind it is absolutely disgusting. And for anyone who has lost a friend or a family member, I'm thinking about you.
That's very thoughtful of you. Thank you for saying that.
Thanks, Trista. So you were on the air. Bulldog used to host nights. And I never did. I was mornings, but never nights.
Good for you.
Because when there's stuff on, I mean, it's challenging, right? You want to be able to watch the game, you know?
Yeah, it's not especially just, if it's the Sabres in the playoffs, which I know is a long time ago now, but you know, I'm old.
Not just that, but your circadian rhythms are all off. So you're trying to watch games as you're dealing with it, and you're not really truly watching them. You're only seeing certain pieces. And then if you don't have the live betting show, like if you're watching, you're doing a show that's a call-in show, you can't really emote or react to it live. So that's a challenge for me. Or if there's nothing on, and you're on and you have a live betting show, then there's basically nothing that you can talk about. You have to just kind of figure it out. So I would prefer mornings, truthfully. The late night vibe was a lot harder than I expected it to be. I'm always like, it's 10. I know we're on till 11, but can we just be done now?
Be careful what you wish for about the morning. I did mornings for a few years. Mike already said he did as well. There was one point here, I never really had a choice. I was offered the opportunity. Mike and I were going to team up back in 2003, and like that was it, and we've been together ever since. There was a point there somewhere where I said to my wife, like, I miss mornings. And she said to me, I don't. You were unbearable. Like, just when you're awake, you're not all the way awake. When you're sleeping, you're not really sleeping. It's just a very zombified state. At least it was for me at that time in my life. Maybe I can handle it better now, but I don't know.
So is this what you guys have, the best time?
I think I would say yes, except for
3 to 7.
Except for now, like, my kids are older, 12 and 10, and there are always activities. Like, yesterday I went to an art show that I mostly missed. Then I went, you know, we have lacrosse today. There's a track meet. There's just, like, and Bulldog's been through that. It's common, right? I mean,
yeah.
Most of their stuff is it's after school. So other than that, I mean, personally, I would say yes, and that's why I'm here, because when I started, I was single and I didn't have those other complications.
Well, so I'm wondering if it's how bad a sign it is for me, like, for my overall health, that I really missed the basketball and the hockey last night, because I didn't have anything to put money on. It's like my poor FanDuel account. I went in there today, tumbleweeds were blowing through. They were like, "Where were you for 24 hours?" Like, what?
They needed your password again, probably.
right. And to start a whole. I'm exaggerating, obviously, but it was notable last night that there was none of that action. You know.
Yeah. No, it's tough. I'm really excited for tonight. You know, you've got Boston and Miami just. Both very gritty defenses. You can tell that the coaching matchup is going to be fun. I can't wait to see how they attack Jimmy Butler and try to shut him down, how Miami tries to shut down Tatum. This is one of those old-school sort of matchups where defense is going to win the day, and maybe you're going to find role players that come alive like Grant Williams did in Game 7, which was sort of anticlimactic at the end. I think Boston is going to win this series, but I also do have a Miami Heat futures ticket at 25-1 for them to win it all.
Nice. So is that preseason?
Either way, I will be covered. Yeah, I took it preseason, 25-1, and then I took Boston to win the East 6-1 in, like, maybe February.
All right, so you're in good shape.
Yeah, they got rolling late. I was watching, you know, I think during Game 7 on Sunday, I think it might have been said, like, what their record was from, I don't know if it's the trade deadline, but it's around the time frame you're talking about. They got really hot and finished super strong.
They were 25-25 and 50 games through, and they looked horrible. And then, you know, you had Ime Udoka, which I didn't know if it was going to be a good strategy or not, right? You're talking about a coach who's brand new. Who was an assistant, not only with the Nets, but also an assistant with the Sixers. And he comes in. I don't know if you guys remember this, but he sat next to Brad Stevens when he was hired in his introductory press conference. And he told the world and told Brad, obviously, like, this team has been very soft. This team was the bottom of the league in terms of assists. No one shared the rock. Our defense was also not great. And I'm sorry, Brad, but we're going to turn these guys into dogs. And you obviously couldn't do that. And Brad was like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how's this going to go? And when they didn't do what Ime wanted them to do, which is like play a share the rock, extra pass, tough defense, and they weren't doing that, Ime was in the press every day. This is unacceptable. Not saying, you know, we collectively need to be better. He was calling guys out. And I'm wondering, okay, is this going to devolve into a bad culture situation, almost like the Atlanta Hawks last year had to fire Lloyd Pierce because he was too much of a general, too militant, and it worked, and everybody bought in, and Ime's a young guy and played the game and obviously smart and got them. You know, the roster wasn't that different from last year, and he changed a couple of things, brought in a guy that knew the San Antonio system in Derek White, and obviously, Robert Williams took another step. Marcus Smart took another step. And then you had two chuckers that ended up sharing the rock with Tatum and Brown. They started really getting other guys involved. And wow, do they look like they could win it all now.
Trista Crick, our guest every Tuesday at this time. You can check out her NBA podcast called Heat Check wherever you find your podcasts. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. It's a great series win against Milwaukee for Boston. Boston-Miami tonight in Miami. Dallas-Golden State on the other side tomorrow night. Is it the same great win for Dallas? The discussion seems to be more about how did Phoenix have that game in Game 7?
Wild. Just a wild scenario. And I think that this, for other teams, not only shows me a couple things. One, if you're in the finals and you're one of your centerpiece stars is in a contract year and you can extend them, you need to do that because you have no idea how that is going to turn out when the cards are down, right? And DeAndre Ayton all year has played, you know, his role and done the good fight, but he's been very bitter about feeling unappreciated. And I think I've said this on your show before, which is DeAndre Ayton can do more than he's asked to do. He's been in a very limited role. He's like now just a screener and a roller and guy to go out and get blocks and rebounds, play tough, right? But DeAndre Ayton, I've seen him since he was a very young guy. He's offensively very skilled, but Phoenix has kind of put him into this box. And then on top of that, he said, okay, well, I'll sacrifice for the team in order for us to have team success. And then they don't want to pay him. They want to pay him like a role player. So they should have paid him the max money just like all the other players in his class got maxed out and then look to trade him if it's not working, right? Because I think you could trade DeAndre Ayton as, you know, a top 6-7 versatile center in the league. But they didn't because of Robert Sarver involved in all of this scuttlebutt, his investigation into all kinds of isms where he might end up having to sell the team, doesn't want to go into a luxury tax situation because the buyer of the Phoenix Suns probably doesn't want to buy a team when a team's in the luxury tax. All fair points, but now the chips are down, and DeAndre Ayton tells Monty Williams, I'm not going back into the game. He told him that. That's what the internal issue was. They got punched in the mouth fast. They were so focused on building the roster this offseason to beat Milwaukee, getting JaVale McGee, getting Bismack Biyombo, and getting rid of Frank Kaminsky. They forgot about all the other styles of basketball they might have to face. Monty Williams got plainly outcoached, and they didn't have enough perimeter guys to be able to compete with how Dallas constructed their roster, which are guys that can play like Maxi Kleber, small five, but also he can play three. So you've got a bunch of guys who can do multiple different things, and they can all defend, and they can all shoot, and they can all put up bodies and get rebounds, that now Phoenix doesn't make the adjustment. And they still keep going with the thing that, you know, you should have probably benched Chris Paul and you should have probably benched DeAndre Ayton and figured out a way to maybe play Jay Crowder at small five, sacrifice rebounds, and just figure out a way to try to at least experiment to keep up.
Trista, you have a thought on the Stanley Cup? We're into round two tonight as well, right lined up. Well, NBA's a round further, but they're starting their series.
Sure.
Bulldog made a point. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, he made a point yesterday that I think this was you when you said about Edmonton-Calgary that was one series that was low scoring, Calgary-Dallas in the first round, and you think, right, that Edmonton-Calgary as a fit will be the opposite.
I would, yes. I haven't even looked because that's not until tomorrow what like the total is on that.
Six. But,
six.
Man, I don't want it. Trista's the expert. I mean, I would hammer that.
Is $10 hammering, Trista? I'm already in for 10. Is that hammering?
I like that. I also think there's a little bit of people are overvaluing Florida. Like the Capitals, we didn't think that they were very good, right? And they gave Florida all they could handle. Tampa's got pedigree. I kind of like Tampa as dogs tonight, plus 135. I've already put that on my bet slip. I'm looking at that right now. I feel like the Avalanche, and we've talked about grabbing high-juiced money lines, right, and putting them into parlays, which is kind of the only way that you can play that. Minus 225 for them to win. Just feel like we saw the Wild smack the Blues around a couple of times when they were at home. I see the Avalanche doing the same thing. I'm very curious to see how this Rangers-Hurricanes matchup is going to go. Probably going to stay away until they go back to MSG. But, boy, does it feel like they're just a very resilient, gritty team that's going to hang on and get in the game, stay in the game until the very end, right? We saw that all the way up through Game 7 overtime. So I like that as well. And then in terms of the Oilers-Flames game, yeah, I agree. I think you're going to see a flip in terms of totals. You know, NHL betting's not really like my, I would call it like the number one thing that I do, but it's been very fun to watch that juxtaposed with the NBA, because MLB and NHL, you could kind of go with more trends than what you see. My heart isn't nearly as is invested in NHL to get it to cloud my vision.
Yeah.
In terms of how I bet.
That's probably helpful.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, round two starts tonight. Trista, a pleasure as always. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, guys, for having me on, and best wishes to everyone in Buffalo.
Thanks again. That was Trista Crick, host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of her analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. And I mentioned Heat Check already. You can look for that too. Heat Check, Heat. You get 25-1 on the Heat. That's the best.
When, like, you do something in September,
yeah,
and it's still alive in May. Yeah,
I mean, I have those a few examples of that. The Astros year, the Devils when they went to the finals, the Rangers when they went to the finals, Carolina Panthers when they went 15-1, and only maybe the Astros won it all. Like, that's the only, the Braves, the first year the Braves were good with Freeman and Acuna and Albies. That's the best when you get there. Like, every day of those baseball seasons were great, like, just that much closer to winning, and you could, you know, the story is, I have to have the story. So futures bet, I mean, it ties your money up for months, but if you get it right, it's really exciting. And it's obviously a huge payout if Miami happens to win the whole thing. They could. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker coming up. This is WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Ross Tucker coming up shortly, less than 10 minutes. Paul Hamilton later. The Amerks play in the playoffs. They can advance if they win tonight at home.
8,000 plus expected, I think, tonight.
All right. Real quick, this is going to be short. Went a little bit long with Trista. So, as you know, and, you know, not that interesting, but when I get here every afternoon, the studio is empty. I don't have an office here. The studio is kind of like my office when I'm here. I mean, except unless when you're here, no one else uses this room during these hours. So this is where I park. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the TV is on, sometimes it's off. Depends on how long it's been since anybody was watching TV in here. Today, it was set to Channel 2, and the president was just about to be speaking. So I sat down, and that was on, and it was muted, but I turned it up. I wanted to hear it. And then when he closed his remarks and got on Air Force One, I muted the TV and sort of didn't really watch anything after that. Just looked down at my computer and, you know, whatever I was doing. So maybe 20 minutes later, I just happened to look back up at the TV. Who do I see? Eye patch guy.
Oh, no.
Yep. So I guess, I mean, right, Channel 2 just ended its local coverage after that, which of course they would, and Days of Our Lives is on, and I got the same eye patch guy from all those years ago. He's crying. I mean, at least in the one eye, he's crying,
right.
And he's sort of lays his head down on top of this guy who's dead or badly hurt, you know, he's all bloody in the soap opera scene, and there's eye patch guy. Like, just, I looked up at the TV and eye patch guy. What a sight.
It's beautiful to
no
know
pun
that
intended.
Some things never change.
Yeah. Yeah, what a great moment.
Eye patch guy. Eye patch guy. I miss you. You're there for everyone else that's watching, but I've been missing eye patch guy.
Yeah, he was distraught, I thought.
Mm. Wouldn't you be if you were
wearing eye patch? Yeah, just in general, but then also you've got a friend or somebody who's injured like that.
Yeah, right.
Eye patch guy making an appearance. All right. Ross Tucker next. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.